Okay, let's, Bezda Hashem, Beli Neder, finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated Le'ili Nishmas, Avi Mori Harav David Siben Harav Yosef, as well as for Nechemia Ben Chana Esther, and to Mordechai David Ben Shmuel Chaim. May those in Shamas have an Aliyah. It's also dedicated in this Chusar Refuah Shalema for Yisrael Ben Chana. He should have a Refuah Shalema. Today's daf is daf Lamed Beis. We're going to pick it up from the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Alf Amid Beis. Al Shalosh Averish Nashim Mesos B'Shas Le'Dasan. There are three sins for which women die during childbirth. Al She'enan Zahiros B'Nida V'Chala U'V'Hadlakas Aner. Because they are not careful with the laws of Nida, they are not careful with the laws of Afrashas Chala, and they are not careful with Hadlakas Ner Shel Shabbos. Now that's a little bit strange. Hadlakas Neros is only a din derabanan. They're going to die because they're not careful about a din derabanan. However, the Rishash writes that no. So the Rishash says, what do you mean? He says, no, the Chashash is that they may light too late. If they light too late, then obviously that's a Chi of Misa. If they light, that's what it means. So it's not just the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, din derabanan. It's that they light too late. Says the Gemara, Nida my time. What's the Mida Keneged Mida over here? Why is it that she's not careful about Nida? She dies during childbirth. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. He killed Kala Bechadre Bitna. She messed up with something that has to do with the inner workings of her womb. That's where the blood of Nida comes from. Lefikach Tilka Bechadre Bitna. Therefore, she gets punishment also. She gets punishment also in the area of the womb. Namely, while she's having kids. Tenach, Nida, Chalav, Adlakas, Haner, Ma'ikul, Memor. Yeah, that reasoning works well for Nida, but that doesn't really explain Chal and Adlakas, Haner. So therefore, the Gemara gives a different reason. Kedidarish, Hahu, Galila. Like this certain rabbi from the Galil used to have a drasha. Alei the Rav Chista, he used to say this drush in front of Rav Chista. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Revius Dam Nasati Bachem. I have placed one Revius, the minimum amount of blood that a person needs to survive is a Revius of blood. The Revius Dam Nasati Bachem, Al Iske Dam His Harti Eschem. And I've warned you about Dam Nida. Racious Karasi Eschem. I've called the Jewish people my chosen, racious, my first. Al Iske Racious. He's Harti Eschem, and I've warned you against not giving Chala, which is called by the Torah Rashis. Al Iske Ner, his Harti Eschem, I've warned you about lighting candles. Imatem Makaimino Samuta Vimlav Harini Notel. I'm sorry. Neshama Shanasati Bechem Kruya Ner. The Neshama that I place in is called a Ner, a candle. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Al Iske Ner is Harti Eschem. Imatem Makaimino Samuta Vimlav Harini Notel Nishmaschem. So there's a quid pro quo here because blood, you lose your blood if you don't careful about blood, dam nida, and rachis, the Jewish people called rachis, you lose your rachis status if you don't deal with the rachis, which is the challah, and you use, and if you're not careful with the ner, you lose your ner, which is your neshama. Umayishna b'shas le'dasan, why do all these things happen dafka when a person is when the woman is in the middle of childbirth. Now, this is a very important concept, which I think is very relevant today. Of course, I really don't want to call this a Daf Yomi coincidence, but it certainly has a lot of relevance today. Amarava Nafal Torah Chadad L'Sakina, that if you're planning on shechting the ox and the ox happens to fall down on the ground and it's not moving, it's a good time to shecht it. So too, once the woman is in a matzav of sakana, once she isn't already in the situation of sakana, so it's more dangerous. So when there's a sakana in the world, as we're going to learn this whole daf, when there's a sakana around in the world, so it's a lot more dangerous. People's zechusim are going to be measured more carefully. And that's what happens over here. It's if everything's fine, so okay, she didn't do nida chalad lakasaner. But once she's already in a matzah of sakana, so the fact that she does certain averus, So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to examine those averus more closely during a time of danger. This is going to be a theme, right? When you put yourself, again, to put yourself in an out and outright matzav of sakana, then for sure all protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is off, right? That's why this whole business with people going to shul nowadays, oh, don't worry, if it's my time to die, I'm going to die anyway. That's actually not true. If you put yourself in a matzav of sakana, you're basically saying, I'm no longer caring about the Rabbanu Shlom's protection. A person has to, once you put, as we're going to see in the Gemara, if you put yourself in a matzav of sakana, so then you can't count on protection. That's a beferish of Gemara, today's Daf Yomi, Mamash, which is so relevant, unfortunately, to people who are still putting themselves in a matzav of sakana, saying, no, it's my time to die, I'm going to die anyway. There's, right, we have this idea, Kevin Shintim Rishul Samashle. So here you see again, the Gemara says, once you're in a matzav of sakana, once the woman is already during childbirth, she's in a matzav of sakana, so she's calling, so now all the praklitim, all the prosecutors up there in Shemayim are saying, oh, she's in a matzav of sakana, let's see if maybe there's something that she deserves, that maybe if she wasn't in a matzav of sakana, she wouldn't get. Again, I don't want to go into the hashkafic issues that are underlying here, but they're definitely what to think about. Right? The Mefarshim say, mazal ora, when she's already in a bad mazal, so she's inviting Peronis for the other things that she does bad. And the Gemara is going to continue in the same vein. Abai Omar Tapish Tiros Amsa. That Bechad Machtra Lehevi. When your servant does like 10 things wrong, sometimes you nail them all in one shot. So too, when she's already getting the punishment of pain when she gives birth, that's a payment for Chava, for the fact that Chava brought death to the world, so she's having the tsar later. Once she's getting punished for that, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu piles on the other things as well. Rav Chista Amar Shavke L'Ravya D'minavshe Novil. Leave the drunk. Don't worry about the drunk falling, because he's going to fall on his own. So too, a woman needs Rachmi Shamayim when she's on childbirth. She needs Rachmi Shamayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will just prevent the Rachmim. Once she already needs the Rachmim, instead of punishing her, just withholds the Rachmim. Marok Vama Raya Chagra V'Izei Riata. All these Mishalim are really the same idea. Marok Vama Raya Chagra V'Izei Riata. And if you have a shepherd who's limp, he can't run after the goats, and the goats are running around wild, and they're messing up. Abav Chutra Milei V'Abei Dari Chushbina. That when the goat finally comes back with the rest of the flock, so then the shepherd will give it its lashes for all the things that it did wrong before it couldn't run after it, and it'll be back together with all the other sheep and the base deer. So then he'll make a cheshbon with that one goat of all the things that it did wrong in the interim because he couldn't run after him. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, piles it all on while the woman's in tsar and in need. Rav Papa Amar. Abav Chanvasa Nefishe Ache Umarachame. That at the entrance to the store where they give out food, so then a lot of brothers, everybody's friendly, everybody's together. But Abav Bizione Lo Ache Velo Umarachame. But when people are giving out punishment, they're giving out poverty, so then all of a sudden nobody's friendly, nobody wants to be together with one another. So to a woman, when her mazel is good, so then the people in Shemayim are going to testify good things about her. But when she's in a matzav of sakana, so then, and there's nobody who's going to hang around to defend her, so then there's a chance for more din to come around. The bottom line is that when there's a matzav of sakana, so everybody's in a more difficult din situation. People have to watch and be more careful. Asks the Gemara, okay, so now we know when women have to be careful, but what about men? V'gavrei hecha mivdikei. And when are men in more of a danger that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look a little bit more carefully at their bad actions? Amar Reish Lakish, b'shasha over mala gesher, when they're driving the camel over a narrow bridge. So it's dangerous. So whenever you're in a dangerous position, so then you have to be careful that maybe you're going to have a tviya against you for your averus. Asks the Gemara, gesher v'sulo, that's it. Ema ke'en gesher. No, anything that's in any kind of dangerous situation, like a bridge, anytime a person is in any dangerous situation, he has to be careful, and he needs a miracle, or he needs like Yeshua. So that's not a dangerous place where you could get where you can get damaged, because then people are going to, the malachim are going to start asking the Rosh Hashanah, well, does this guy really deserve to be protected in this dangerous place? A guy, you know, goes in such a place. So then all of a sudden he's ma'orer kitrug against himself in Shamayim. Rav, lo avar b'ma'abara t'yasbe ovid kochavim. By the way, these three mitzvos, nida, chala, and lakas haner, so women, dafka, are nitva on them because they're more shayachos to these mitzvos. Why is a woman more shayach to chala? So, ha'isha ivda chalasa shalolam, v'hayna shagarma misa ladam arishon, shenitram kechala. It sounds like women, others say no, she's doing the cooking, so she's doing the baking. So nida chala and hadlakas haner more devolve on the woman, she's the one, right? That's what Rashi says. Shekim and shalem mutal and tsarche abayis, lachay mutal ala hafish chala u lahadlik ner. Yeah. Now, very fascinating Gemara. Rav, lo avar b'ma'abara. Rav refused to go on a boat, on a ferry boat. The Yasabe Ovid Kochavim. He refused to go on a boat that a non-Jew would be on the boat with him. Omar Dilma Mifked Le Dina Ale Umistafina Bahade Umitfisna Bahade. Unbelievable. He's afraid that the guy is a Balavoda Zara and Hashem's gonna punish the guy, and Rav is gonna get punished together with the guy. Unbelievable. Even though Rav didn't deserve to get punished. But if you put yourself with somebody else, so you are, let me just make sure, I gotta just close my door. I'm sorry, I'm waking up my whole house as usual. Apologize. Unbelievable Gemara. So here you see, maybe he's going to be deserving of punishment, and I'm going to get caught with him. Zok dechasim sofer. If one of the people in the boat has a decree against him, all the other members are also besakana. So says the Chasam Sofer. Wow, in other words, it's not going to be that your protection is going to protect him. If he deserves it, you're going to go down with him. That's what the Gemara seems to say.
It's like the story of Yonah.
Oh, we're getting there. 1 second, Ellie. Get there in 1 second. But look at the next line, Ellie. Look at the next line. Very good. Very good. Excellent. Shmuel had the opposite reaction. Shmuel lo abar ela b'mabar ismei ovid kachavim. Shmuel said, no, I'm dafka going to look to go on a boat with a guy. Why? Amar, satana betray ume lo shalit. The satan is not going to nail both of us at the same time. In other words, if I'm deserving of death and he's deserving of death, the satan can't nail us both at the same time. Hasatan ein lo sholet al shnei amim yachtav. And the satan can't punish two different nations at the same time. So if the satan wants to be mekachig on me, he's not going to do it because there's also a non-Jew and he can't get the judgment this at the same time as me. So says the Gra. Frek the Marsha, what about Yonah? That's exactly the Marsha. Ask your kasha, Eli. Asks the Marsha, halomatzinu bi Yonah hanavi, that he ran away in the Sfina, and Hashem brought the Ruach Sarah, and the sailors were Goyim, and Yonah was Jewish. So you see that Hashem punishes two nations at the same time. But the Marsha answers, no. In reality, the boat didn't break over there. The whole thing was just a fake out. It was a threat. It was a threat. Hashem threatened the whole boat so they should throw Yonah overboard. But in reality, the boat did not capsize and would not have capsized because of this rule that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't punish two nations at the same time. Shesham be'emes lo nishbara hasfina v'lo nizroku shar hanosim. And only he would get punished. That's the Marsha. However, others disagree. What do you mean? Ma'isim b'chol yom She'anashim mishtei umos ne'anashim yachtav. Ma'isim chayom. Wow, it's a pella, yeah. There's a whole Gemara is a pella here. Oh. Rabbi Yanai badik v'avar. Rabbi Yanai used to check the boat that he would go on to make sure there were no cracks in the boat before he would go out in it. Rabbi Yanai l'tamei d'amar la'olam al yamod adam b'makom sakana. A person may not place himself in a place of sakana. Wow, how appropriate is this Gemara for today? Why are we all not in shul? He's going to say, what do you mean? It's not my time to go. If it's not my time to go, well, let me go to shul and I'll test the Rebbe Shlom. If it's my time to go, I'm going to go anyway. No, you can't have that attitude. Shema ain osen lo nes, v'im osen lo nes, and even if they do you a miracle, menachin lo mizuchuyosav. Wow. Even if you'll get a nes, it's going to come off your cheshbon in olam haba. So you don't want to use up your miracle points on going to shul when you could stay home and not use up. I'd rather have the points in olam haba. You're going to say what? The Rebbe Shlom is going to save me. V'im osen lo nes, menachin lo mizuchuyosav. Says the Maharal that the zechuyos are adam alamala me'ateva, and your zechuyos are watched for you for the olam haba, which is not based on teva. There you'll get your reward. And when they make you a nes chutz l'derech hateva, they have to remove some of the merits from the next world. Whoa, la'olam al yaman adam makam sakana mamish musar for us today. And unfortunately, you can believe it or not, there's still neighborhoods where people are getting together. Unbelievable. I don't get it. They see people dying all over the place. There's more morgues anyway. People are dying left and right. People just don't get the message. They got to learn today. Maybe after today's Daf Yomi, people will be more careful. Amar Rabbi Chanin, my kira'ah. Where's the pasuk that we could teach this thing? Katonti mikala chasadu mikala emes. This is two pshatim in this pasuk. Either... So the way the Gemara seems to be learning it, Pashup Shat, that is Rashi learns, that because you did to me so much good, Yaakov Avinu saying to their Rebbeinu Shlom, so I lost my Zechuyos. Because all the chasadim you did with me and all the promises you promised me and you came through with your promises, so now I'm scared of Esav. Why am I scared of Esav? Because I already got all my reward. Katonti, I became diminished in my merits because of all the chasadim that you already did to me. So says the Gemara, says Rashi, you see from here that when you're in a matzav of sakan and the Rebbeinu Shlom saves you, you lose your zechuyos. That's what Yaakov says. That's Rashi's pshat. The Ramban, ala Torah, has a different pshat. Katonti means that I feel not worthy. I'm not worthy. Katonti mikala chasadim. He's afraid I'm not worthy, right? And others say, Shema yigro machet, right? He was afraid that he sinned and he's going to lose the protection. Rashi ala Torah says that as well. Interestingly, there is a Yamshel Shlomo in Bava Kama that says a person is not supposed to say, I'm not worthy of this. If the Rebbeinu Shlom gives you a reward, you're not supposed to say, I'm not worthy. That's lying. That's saying the Rebbeinu Shlom is not fair. If the Rebbeinu Shlom gives you something, you're not supposed to say, oh, I'm not worthy of this. Interesting. When are you supposed to say that? Yaakov Avinu sounds like he's saying he's humble. He feels like I'm not worthy of the protection. Or he's worried. Shema Yigrom HaChet. Rabbi Zera Biyoma Deshusa, on a day of the wind, which is a very bad wind, a strong wind, Lo Nafik Lebeni Dikle, he would not walk out amongst the date palm trees, because he wouldn't put himself in a matzav of sakana, because maybe the wind is going to blow a tree down and blow it on him. It's a hurricane. The guy's going to say, no problem. If it's not my time, it's not my time. It's my time. No. Rabbi Zera wouldn't walk out when the howling winds, because you can't put yourself in a matzav of sakana. Okay. Enough said on this topic. Let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Berei Derav Yehuda, La'olam Yivakish Adam Rachim Shalo Yecheleh. Oh my gosh. A person has to daven all the time that he shouldn't get sick. Even when he's young, it says in the Sefer Iyun Yaakov, even when he's young, that he's strong, he could recover from the illnesses. He has to daven he doesn't get sick. Kol Shekin when he gets older. Wow. Talk about how it's talking about to us today. Person should daven Rachim Shel Yechle, Shim Yechle, because if he gets sick, Omrim Lo Havi Zechus V'Yipater. Once you get sick, so then in Shemayim they say, oh, let's see, does he deserve to get better or not? Oh boy. Oh boy. Omer Mar Ukva, Maikra, where do you see this hinted at in the Pasuk? Ki Yipol Hanofel Mimenu. You have to make a make. And don't you have to make a roof, a fence around your roof so that people don't fall. Ki Yipol Hanofel Mimenu. So Mimenu Lahavi Ra'aya. That Mimenu means you're going to need to bring, once you're up on that roof and the wind comes, you're going to need to bring a raya that you deserve to be saved. Tanu Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Ki Yipol Hanofel Mimenu, Ro'i Zeh Lipol Misheshes Yimei Breishes. It was already decreed from the Sheshes Yimei Breishes that this person was going to fall. As the Rashi explains, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Korei Adoros Meirosh, and Chazal in the Medrash say on that Pasuk that when Hashem created the world, all generations, all the future was already decreed. What do you mean? Oh, let's see. Shari lo nafal. Sharei lo nafal. Right. It says ki yipol hanofel. The Torah is already calling him a nofel before he actually fell down. So you see that when the Torah was written, it was already decreed that it would be a nofel. Shari lo nafal v'hakosav kara nofel. Ella shemagalgalin zuchus ayidei zakai v'chova ayidei chayev. Wow. But if you're a person who did the mitzvah makeh, you're not going to be the reason this guy falls off the roof. But somebody else who didn't do it, even though the guy deserves it, he was already decreed he was going to fall off the roof a long time ago, it ain't going to be your roof if you build a makeh. Because megaglin's chusai dezakai, since you did the mitzvah makeh, we're going to protect you. You shouldn't be the cause of this person's death. Megaglin chova al yedei chayev. So if you don't build a makeh, you're an idiot. So we're already going to make him fall. Tanu Rabbanan, Misha Chalav Venata Lamus, a person who got sick and he's dying. Omrim Lo Hisvada, we say you should say Vidui. Shekin Kol Amumasin Mizvadim, because anyone killed by Bezin said Vidui first, so that the Misa should be a Kapara. Odum Yotze Lashuk, if a person goes into a dangerous area, Yidom Bemeinov Kimishnimse Lisradiot. So he should daven that he doesn't get injured there. In the marketplace, there's all kinds of fighting and cursing, and it's a dangerous place. You gotta say a tefillah. Chosh Barosho, a person who starts getting a headache. Yehi Doma Be'inav Kamish Nasnu Bekolar. He should realize he's being judged. Ola Lamita V'Nafal, if he got worse sick, Yidom Be'inav Kamish Alu Lagardum. Their mamish already taking you into court. Lidon. Shekola Ola Lagardum Lidon Yeshal Prakliton. If you have zchusim gedolim nitzel v'mlav eino nitzel, if you don't have good zchusim, once you're sick, you're in a matzav of danger. You need big zchusim to be saved. The elohim praklitin shel adam, who's going to defend you when you're in that matzav? Tshuva umaisim tovim. That's what it's all about. Tshuva umaisim tovim. Vafilu.
Rabbeinu, who's tshuva umaisim tovim is that if you're in bed sick?
Yeah, I think the ones that you did prior to that. The ones that you did in your lifetime. We're going to see in a minute. The Maharsha writes, the Chachmei HaEmes writes, Al yidei kol mitzvah she'adam osa nivra malach ha-melitz alav l'tova. Every mitzvah that you've done is a malach that's defending you. V'hein lehepech. Al yidei aveir she'adam nivra malach ha-mekachik alav l'ra. V'afilu teisha meos v'tisha v'tisha. Even if there's 999 malachim. Melamdim alav chova. Ve'echad melamed lov zchus, is one malach saying zchus on you nitzol, you'll be saved. Shneamayim yesh olav malach melitz echad mini elef lahagid adam yosho v'yichonanu v'yomer pedaim eredes shachas. So the Gemara seems to say even a little bit of good is going to be doche a lot of bad. Rabbi Elazar ben Osher, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Amar fil teishem esk teishem teishem be'oso malach l'chova. Even if that one malach has 999 reasons to be prosecuted, for echad l'zchus nitzol, you'll be saved. Now, meilat echad mini aleph. Tana rabbanan, al shalosh averos nashim mesos yoldos. On three averos, women give birth, die when they're giving birth. Rabbi Elazar Omer, that's like the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Omer, nashim mesos yilados. No, three averes that women die young for. Rabbi Acha Omer, Ba'avon Shemekasos Tsoas Bineim, Bishabbos, that they clean their garments, they cover the dirt of their garments over with Tsoas Bineim. I don't know, that's like a cleaning agent. They used to use weird stuff to clean stuff, but I don't know. Tsoas Bino was, no. That they somehow would cover it over, they would clean it off on Shabbos. So they violate Melabin, cleaning. They wouldn't have the right respect for the Aron Kodesh. They would call it the Ark, Arna. Tani Rabbi Yishmael ben Elazar, Omer ba'avon shnei dvar ma'amei arotz mesim. With two sins, Amei arotz die, al shakorin l'aron ha'kodesh arna. They don't have proper respect for the Aron Kodesh. Val shakorin l'beis ha'knesses beis am. They call the shul just a place to get together. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, shlosha bitke misa nivru be'isha. There are three sins that cause a woman danger. V'amrila, shlosha divke misa. Nidav, that they bring misa close to her. Nidav v'chalav adlak zader. Chadik rabbalazar v'chadik rabbanon. One of them means that she's going to die young, and one of them is she's going to die during childbirth. Tani Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, hilchos hektish trumas amaisus hein hein gufei Torah. The laws of hektish and trumas amaisus, that's considered to be gufei Torah, the main parts of Torah, v'nimsiru l'amei aretz. Nevertheless, we trust amei aretz midoraisa with taking trumas amaisus and being careful about hektish. We trust them, at least midoraisa. Midrabbanan will worry. Tani Rabbi Nasan Omer ba'avon nedarim meisa isha shel adam. That if a person isn't careful about words that he says with nedarim, about promises that he makes, his wife is going to die. If you don't pay your debts that you say you're going to pay, why should Hashem take away the one who you lie with? Rabbi Omer ba'avon nedarim banim meisim k'shem k'tanim. If you don't keep your word, your kids will die young. Shenemar. What's your Maisa Yadayim? What's your greatest accomplishment in this world? Says Gemara, Ezein Maisa Yadam Shaladam. What are your Maisa Yadayim? What do you put all your Karchas into? What's your most valuable creation in this world? Your children. Ezein Maisa Yadam Shaladam. Have the Omer Banav of Benosav Shaladam. Wow. Person's supposed to put his Karchas. That's called Maisa Yadam Shaladam. Wow, that's a pachad. Right, Rashi and Kohelis actually has a different pshat. Chibal es ma'asi adecha means that you're going to lose your good ma'asim that you already did. Even your ma'asim tovim. Ma'asi adecha means your ma'asim tovim. If you're not careful with your word. If you're not careful with your word. Tana Rabbanan. No, it's not Nedarim, it's the Avon of Bittul Torah. Your kids die. Says the Ion Yaakov, Sheroi Lilmo Torah, She Anachla, She Nechal Shlam Yisrael, V'chemdo, V'simcho, V'avav, L'chin Adam, person doesn't learn, Mida keneged mida, we take your joy away from you, which is your kids. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Nachlas Hashem banim, sachar pri abatim. If you don't rejoice with that which Hashem gave you to rejoice, namely the Torah, Hashem takes away from you that which He gave you to rejoice with. Bishlam elamanda amar ba'avon nedarim kidamaran. We had the Pasuk. Elamanda amar ba'avon bitl Torah ma'ikra. What do you see that in the Pasuk? Tehsiv, Lashavi Kesi Espinechem Musar Lo Lakachu. That's Torah. Musar comes from the Torah. As the Pasuk says, Shema Bini Musar Avicha. Rabbi Nachman, Yitzhak Amar Luman Damar Bavon Nedarim Nami Mehacha. Also in this Pasuk, the end of the Pasuk, Lashavi Kesi Espinechem Al Iske Shav, like Shvuas Shav. So we make the children, Chas V'Shalom, pay. Michti, Rabbi Yudanasi Hainu Rebbe. The same person. The Rebbe Ba'avon Nedarim Kamer. What do you tell him? Did Rebbe say Ba'avon Nedarim or Bittul Torah? Baso Deshame, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Once he heard these words from Elazar ben Shimon, he thought his pshat was better. So he backed out from his original pshat. First he thought it was Bittul Torah. Then he heard the second brace of Nedarim, so he backed out. Pligi bar b'chi bar av of Rabbi Yossi. Chad Amar Bavon Mezuzah. Chad Amar Bavon Bittel Torah. What's the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, right, in Kriya Shema. So you and your kids will have a long life. What was right before that in Laman Yir Yimechem? Mezuzah. Laman Dom Avon Bittel Torah. Mikra Nidish Lefanav. Vilifnefanav. Right? You could learn it not only what came directly before it, but even on Avon Bittel Torah. Pligaber Amev Rabbi Yehuda, Chad Amar Bavon Mezuzah, V'Chad Amar Bavon Tzitzis. Bishlam Amadam Bavon Mezuzah. Tichsiv Chsavtem Am Mezuzah V'Seach, Zubasin, Man Yerimechem, Yerimechem, Amadam Bavon Tzitzis. My Taima, Am Rav Kanavi Taima, Sheila Murray, Tichsiv, Gam B'Knofecha, Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Gam beknofach nimtzu dam nafshos evyonim nikiyim. Wow. Because of your clothing, your knofayich, your cornered clothing, we find the blood of the souls of the poor innocent ones. Your children. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Lamanon Bavon Mezuzah, Nami Meha Chadichsiv. The end of that pasuk is Lo Bamachteres Mitzasim, Shasub Psachim Kamachteres. That you made the doors of your house like a cave, which is not chayiv in mezuzah because it doesn't have doorposts. You're not chayiv in mezuzah if there's no doorposts. You need doorposts. Amar Ish Lakish. Kol hazahir b'tzitzis zoche u'mishamshin lo shnei alafim mishronim eyas avadim. Anyone who's careful about the mitzvah of tzitzis, he merits that 2,800 la'asid lavo, 2,800 servants are going to serve him. Shneimar koma Hashem tzvakos b'yomim ahim asher yachzigu asara anashim michol l'shonos agayim v'chzigu b'chnaf ish Yehudi lemar nelcha imachem. So the 70 nations, 10 people from 70 nations, four corners, 2,800 servants. There you got it. Okay. Simon sana chala truma nigzeles dina shvua shifchuchta Giluya v'navlusa. So the Gemara is going to talk about punishments that happen for all these various sins. Sinas chinam, chala, truma, stealing, lack of justice, swearing, killing, gili arayas, and evil speech. That about covers it. Tanya. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, ba'avon sinas chinam, the fact that you are engaged in sinas chinam, hate people for no reason. Meriva rava besoch beisa shel adam. If you fight with other people, you hate other people, you're a nasty, negative person to other people, there's going to be a lack of shalom bias in your own house. Ve'ishto ma'pelas tefalom. Furthermore, your wife is going to have a lot of miscarriages. Ubanav ubanosav shel adam meisim k'shem k'tanim. And your kids are going to die young for sinas chinam. Rabbi Elazar Yehuda Omer, ba'avon chala, ein baracha ba'machunas. There will be no blessing if you're not mafresh chala. There will be no blessing in your wine and your oil. U'me'er mishtalachas ba'sha'arim. You're going to do badly in prices for food. V'zorim zorim v'achim ochlin. You're going to plant it. Others are going to eat it. Shenemar. You'll plant for nothing and not get benefit. Your enemies will eat it. Because of the sin of chal. If you give chal, they'll be blessed. If you're careful with giving to the poor that they need and giving chal to the kohanim and giving what you're supposed to give, there's going to be bracha in your house. With the sin of not giving Trumas HaMaisus, the heavens will not rain the dew in the rains. And everything will be expensive. People won't make money. People will chase after Parnassa and not get it. Trumas HaMaisus. Shemar, Tzia gam chom yigzalu mimei sheleg, she'ol chata'u. Where do you see that in the Pasuk? My mashma? Tanadar bishmal, bishvil dvarm she'tzivisi eschem. So that's the beginning of the Pasuk. Tzia is like tziva. Mishum bishvil dvarm she'tzivisi eschem, bimos achama, in the summertime, which is the time of the harvest. Trumas amaisus v'lo asisem yigzul mikem mimei shelag bimosak shamim. So it's going to come to affect you later on. You're not going to, when you try to sell it in the winter, no one's going to buy. V'imnosnin, and if you make sure to be careful to give trumas amaisus mizbarchin, so then all your produce, you're going to be blessed with business. Shnema, you give tzedakah, you're going to, you have your business will be blessed. Shnemar, haviyu eskala maisel beisa otzer v'itarif b'veisi. Hashem's going to test you. And if I'm going to test you with the trumas and maisers, if you give tzedakah, if you give to the Kohanim and Levim, and I'm going to pour on you shefa bracha ad beli dai. My ad beli dai is a funny way of saying it. That your lips will become so worn out because you're saying, die, enough. Enough. Hashem, you've given me so much. Either it means they're going to be, your lips will be tired. Dalet and Yud, don't, and they ask, if you keep saying, die, you don't use your lips for that. So why is that going to affect your lips? Some says, Dayenu brachos. You can say, bracha. That uses the lip. Okay. Okay, gentlemen, we're going to stop here. Thank you very much for joining. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Tomorrow, we're going to try to do a doubleheader tomorrow. Let's play two. A doubleheader tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to go Bli Nether. We're going to go 7:30 to 8:30 Bli Nether. We'll go a full hour. And then you're going to have to switch to a different Zoom room for the Siyam. So if, for those who want to stay on for the Siyam Bechorim, that's going to be at 8:30. So 7:30 to 8:30, we'll do Bli Nether, two daf, a little bit quicker. 7:30 to 8:30, two daf. Of course, we'll do Wednesday and Thursday's daf. And then we'll have a Siyam Bechorim for those who want in my regular Zoom room. I'll send out the info if you want the regular Zoom room at 8:30. That's going to require a password. Apparently, this Zoom room doesn't require a password, but the other one does. I'll send you the password. And Bli Nether Motzei Shabbos, we'll try to do another two daf. We'll go, let's say, 9 to 10, Bli Nether Motzei Shabbos. We'll do Friday and Shabbos' daf, for those who want. Chag Kosher V'Sameach to everybody, a healthy, safe day. And should be refuah to all those who need the refuah. And we should all be protected, like it said in today's daf. We should stay safe, stay inside. We don't want to test the din in Shamayim. Let's stay clear of the din. You stay clear of the din, you do better. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Rabbi. Thank you, Rabbi.